Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I dig that name, Fritz and Friends.
Someone we know and love came up with it. His first name is Mac, so I thought it was a great idea, and I went with it. That's good programming, isn't it?
Mr. McDonald came up with that idea. Well, that wily old radio veteran. Well, I like the show. First of all, welcome back to the airwaves, if you will, and welcome to WILS.
I am so excited about this opportunity and so excited to be working with you and the great staff at ILS. The last 2 days have been a crazy whirlwind, but I'm ready to go.
Well, let's talk about your background, because people who have watched the news in the mid-Michigan area should remember you. Take us back to where you went to high school and bring us up to date to where you are now.
Oh, I didn't know we were going this far back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll play that game. Grew up in Hillsdale, Michigan, south of Jackson. Went to Hillsdale High School, graduated there. Went to Hillsdale College, graduated there in communication arts. Came right to WJIM at the time, radio, right out of college. And was there about 9 months. And then Mr. Gross, who was the owner of WJIM, called me into his office one afternoon and says, "You're going on the air anchoring the evening news on Monday afternoon." So that was my entry into TV, kind of like this radio thing.
And how long were you at Channel 6?
Well, I was there probably a total of about 5 or 6 years, mm-hmm. If you count the radio in. Anchored 6 and 11 o'clock newscasts, loved every minute of it, and left there to raise my family. But about a year and a half into my being at home raising children, the idea came up of doing live commercials on television. We were the first ones to do that in the state, and so started doing live commercials and haven't stopped since. So I for good, for better or worse, I haven't been off the air since the 80s.
So how long ago was it that you were doing TV news?
Well, it was in the 80s. I'm not sure I'm going to give you the exact year, since I said I came out of college.
Mm-hmm.
So a lady never tells.
No. Well, you're still a really young-looking person. I would have never thought it was that far back, but you're back. You were thrown on the air on TV, and here you are being thrown on the air in radio.
Apparently, this is my shtick. When they say, "Are you ready to go?" I say, "Yes, I am." And so we just make it happen.
Well, tell us what Fritz and Friends is going to be all about.
Well, I kind of went back when this was presented to me, and then it was presented to me very quickly. I kind of went back to what I know, and I'm a news hound. I mean, I sit here on the computer and read through papers and check out radio stations and television stations every day anyway, just because that's what I like to do. I like to know what's going on. And that heralds back to my journalism days and my anchoring and reporting days. So I'm going to follow what's going on news-wise everywhere and then make it important and figure out why it's important to the folks here in mid-Michigan. I mean, I live here, you live here. Why does it matter to the rest of us? But instead of doing it in a 30 or a 60-second bite, we get to delve into it a little more and you know, get the meat of the story. And that's what I'm excited about, is having the time to do that, which radio allows.
Well, the first show is tonight. What's going to be featured?
Well, I've got a noted trial lawyer from Lansing, Michigan. Mike Nichols is going to be on, and you've heard the expression, he wrote the book. Well, he did write the book, and you'll find out what that book is and why it's important, particularly at this time of the year. I've got Ira Ginsburg from the Capital Area Humane Society, chairman of the board there. Jerry Richards, to piggyback off a story you just did with a friend of mine, is the township manager at Meridian Township. He's going to talk about some changes in road patrols with Meridian Township Police and how that impacts both Meridian Township residents and Williamston Township residents. I've also got someone else, you know, without even talking today, we're piggybacking off each other. I've got Mark Grebner coming up as well tonight. And then a real fun story about one of my favorite new finds is a place called Cops and Donuts up in Clare, Michigan. And a couple of surprises. And Tony, do you know what the couple of surprises means?
Does that mean I'm going to be one of them?
Well, that means you're going to be one of them. That also means a couple folks haven't called me back yet.
Believe me, I know that world.
I know you know that world. Well. But, yeah, I definitely want to talk to you this afternoon.
Okay.
You're kind of the instigator in getting me back here, and I'm really certain that I'm grateful for that. Time will tell. But I definitely want to talk to you this afternoon. I'm just real excited about the opportunity.
Well, it's pretty interesting how things like this work out, because Yeah, you and I really hadn't met, but when this process all began, we started chit-chatting, and now it's kind of like you're an old friend, and I get a sense that's how your radio program's going to be.
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, when Mac McDonald presented the name Fritz and Friends to me yesterday, I thought, yeah, that works. That's what it's going to be. We're going to be talking to folks. I hope to be like a really nice dinner guest at the table. You know, interesting conversation. You know, we'll keep it rolling, and we'll try to get some information and have some fun on the way.
And what we will also be doing for your show is we're going to try and get you on our show every day so we can tease that fact. And there's a lot of people who drive home from work at that time, and I know you're going to have a lot of good stuff for them.
Well, we sure will, and you're going to be a regular on my show as well, because they need to know what's going on and what they're looking forward to in the morning. So we've got them covered at both ends of the day, Tony.
All right, what's the coolest thing that ever happened to you in the media business?
Oh, my gosh, that list is much too long for the time that I happen to know you have left. I mean, what isn't cool about it? Every day it's something new, every day. There's never going to be a day like this one, nor tomorrow. I mean, that's exciting. That's exciting. We don't get up every day and go, oh, I know what this will be like. This is no Groundhog Day. It's different every single day.
Well, I know raising your family was a cool thing, but what did you miss most about doing your job?
You know, people have asked me that before just in conversation, and it was that I got the opportunity to let folks know what was going on. That's pretty cool when you're the conduit to that. I'm definitely looking forward to that again.
All right, Fritz and Friends on the radio tonight starting at 5 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out Cheryl's show. I know I will be. We're so pleased to have you a part of our family. And what's cool about you starting now is you get to come to the Christmas party on Friday.
Oh, are you inviting me?
I certainly am.
There you go. Tony, I'm so excited for this, and thank you so much and everything you did to make the connections and get this all together.
Well, it was my pleasure. We're pleased to have you on board, and welcome to the family.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.